This is a production of the Cornell University Library. In June 2007, Cornell University welcomed more than 6,000 alumni for reunion weekend. A popular stopping place for alumni was Uris Library, which many remembered as the University Library, Main Library, or just the Lib. During the weekend, alumni had the opportunity to record their memories and thoughts about Cornell's libraries. Here, in their own words, are some of their stories.
Hi, I'm Bob Cohen, class of 60. I arrived on the Hill in the fall of 56 and left actually in January of 60. I graduated a semester early. When I arrived here, there was only one library that I knew of. I was in the Arts College, and it was this library. I think we just called it the library. Maybe it was officially called McGraw, but I'm not sure. It was a very social place, even though it was a place where the books that were put on reserve for my classes in English and history and so on were here. And so we had to hang around and wait till the articles and the books were called and ready for us to sit with. There were closed stacks in those days, and I don't know if they're still closed, but they were closed, and you had to submit your little ticket, and your number appeared. But there were those of us who knew how to get around the closed stacks thing. There were always a couple of fairly unattended entrances to get back into the stacks where you could go. We went back into the stacks partly to get away from the crowd in the main reading room, but also and to do some serious studying. But I have to admit that the stacks were also a place where assignations were made in those years, probably, as far as we knew, just between members of the opposite sex. And, you know, for all we know, there were children conceived in the 530.5 corridor of the library. Anyhow, very fond memories of this library. There was a big hullabaloo when it was getting to be apparent that they wanted to tear down Boardman Hall to make room for the Uris Library. I guess it's called Uris, isn't it?
It's called Olin.
Olin, I'm sorry, it's called Olin. There were demonstrations. It was really very, very serious. It was the first time that I was on campus that such a thing happened, a real preservationist movement that the students were very much involved with, as well as the Boardman family, and the Lee family, because they were part of the Boardman family and very prominent in Ithaca. After a while, I didn't study very much in the library. I found other places to study that were more congenial. I kind of stopped in to see who was there and to say hello to people, but it's always been a favorite place of mine.
We hope you enjoyed this memory of Cornell's libraries. All Cornell University Library oral history audio recordings are archived electronically on Cornell University Library's digital repository, eCommons, online at ecommons.library.cornell.edu. This has been a production of the Cornell University Library.